beautiful depiction of God using one of those early judges named Gideon. It's good to be reminded of these Old Testament men that God has used. I love the one part of this, the Gideon presentation, where the angel of the Lord comes to Gideon and says, "You're a mighty valiant man," when in fact he wasn't a valiant man. He was nothing but a fig picker. That's all he was. He was a farmer. But the angel of the Lord says to him, "You're a valiant man." And Gideon's going, "Who are you talking to?" So very, very good reminder of what Gideon was about. Just a quick note, I've gone through my fifth round of chemo. I have one more round next week. And I feel like I'm whipped, if you know what I mean. So your prayers are coveted. And I'm actually thinking of backing out of one of them, my last one. Seeing all of you'd say, "Don't do that." Yeah, well, you walk through this with me once, okay? Just teasing you, of course. And it's good to see that Terry made it through his surgery and this week, and he's with us this morning. That's commitment. That's dedication, let me tell you. And I am certainly dedicated to be with you on Sunday. Last evening, I had prepared a list of events that might happen in the unlikely event that I didn't make it this morning. But so far, I'm here, and we'll see how this goes, okay? Bow with me in prayer as we begin. Precious Heavenly Father, it is our privilege to open your precious word, to study it, to know it, to comprehend it, and most importantly, the Holy Spirit reveal to us what it says and what it means. So, Father, as we look at John 6 this morning, I pray that we might see what a dynamic, eternal Savior we serve. And we'll ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. In John chapter 6, that was read so eloquently to us this morning, we want to open our Bibles there. We'll be in about three or four passages of Scripture, but predominantly in John 6. Now, if you happen to look at John 6, you'll notice that there are 71 verses that are a part of this chapter, and I'm going to go through all 71 of those, okay? So no one's sleeping this morning, all right? We'll try to keep you going. But what we're going to do is I'm going to take from the beginning of John chapter 6, verse 1, and try to go all the way through 71, not as I usually expound a passage of Scripture, but more or less as a narrative so that we comprehend the whole chapter. Not necessarily the details of it, but the whole chapter in its entirety. Now, it's very safe to say that John chapter 6 is addressing, and we'll come to this, is addressing disciples that defect from the faith. Disciples that defect from the faith. In other words, some that follow for a while and then they go their own way because it's too hard, which means not true followers. They're only a follower in name, We're going to see that this morning as we look at these miracles that Jesus propounds for us here in John 6. And Brian read for us the first 26 verses, so that should be somewhat ringing in our minds, the context of that feeding of the 5,000. But we'll also notice that in John 6, it records the miraculous feeding of 5,000 men plus women and children. And it's been calculated to probably seat somewhere in the neighborhood of 25,000 people. So Jesus feeds a stadium of men, women, and children outdoors simply by creating food. Now, it's one thing to buy food for 25,000, and it's something else to create food for 25,000. I was also noticing as we sang "Behold Our God." Don't you love that song? Not only the words, but the melody. It seems the two really complement each other. But I was looking at those words very closely and trying to identify that Jesus Christ, God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit self-existed prior to any other created being through all eternity. Now, come on, let your mind try to grasp that for just a minute. Back in time, when there was no day, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit self-existed with no help of anyone else, of no other created being, existed for all eternity. And then decided in his infinite wisdom to create angels and then to create you and me. Why would he do that for a bunch of sinners? Why, knowing what we would become, why would he do that? Well, some theologians have argued that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit were a little lonely in heaven. No. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit was never lonely. They self-existed without anyone, without anything for all eternity. And someday we will rule and reign with him. Now, this John 6 that was read to us this morning, verses 1 to 26, you might find the same narrative in Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 to 21. This is a parallel passage. Matthew 14, 13 to 21, and in Mark 6, 30 to 44, you'll find the same miraculous creation of food. And Luke chapter 9, verses 10 to 17,